This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. This is Monday, January 16. Do you know what happened 21 years ago today? 21 years ago today began Gulf War I. Saddam Hussein of Iraq had decided to invade Kuwait, and the United States of America went to war with him on 1-16-91, as we say it. Now, if you're in another country and they have you write down the date on a paper, we write down like 1 for January, and then 16-16, and then we write -91. But they don't do it that way. They have you put the day first and then the month. So they would write 16-1-91. Now, I've just written that on my piece of paper here. If I turn that upside down, it's going to read 16-1-91. It's the same, 16-1-91, 16-1-91. This happened to be also the day 21 years ago that my granddaughter Hannah was born. And Hannah just recalled to me the other day, she said, "Remember, Mimi, what you showed me about that date?" And I'd kind of forgotten it. So I remember at the time people were saying something about that date being very auspicious. I can't remember what they said about it, but I just remember that they did write it that way. But it did prove to be auspicious because we invaded, we fought with Iraq, and 21 years ago it was us going in there against Saddam Hussein, who had been firing 39 Scud missiles against Israel. We were triumphant in that, but then it evolved into going back in again with Gulf War II under, the first Gulf War was under President Bush the first, President Bush the father, and then the second one was under President Bush the son. And as you know, things in that part of the world have changed drastically, including the overthrow and judgment and death of Saddam Hussein. More recently, we've watched the so-called Arab Spring, which included judgment of evil men who were then replaced sometimes with even more evil men or bodies of men. For instance, the Muslim Brotherhood replaced Mubarak in Egypt, and the Brotherhood who captured the power in Egypt, they were the most highly organized group, not the students who incited it. But the Brotherhood has declared they are completely obliterating, wiping out any treaty with Israel, and they have sworn just this past week to never speak with the criminal state of Israel again. Nations of the end of days, prophecies of the Word of God, such as Persia, present-day Iran, and Russia, loudly, those nations of prophecy are loudly denouncing Israel and the United States and threatening the West with bellicose proclamations. Truly, we have entered the time known as the judgment of the nations. It is crisis time for all nations. Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary defines crisis as follows. Crisis, the word, comes from a root meaning to separate, to determine, to decide. Noah Webster gives, as one of his definitions, the decisive state of things, or the point of time, when an affair is arrived to its height, and must soon terminate or suffer a material change. In other words, change or cease to exist. As another definition, he gives it in regarding to medical science. Noah writes, "In medical science, the change of a disease which indicates its event, that change which indicates recovery or death." I remember my mother telling me about when people used to die of pneumonia. There was a certain day, and by that date, that was the crisis date. If you lived through that date, I don't remember if it was 21 days or how many days it was. If you lived through that date and the fever broke, then you would live. If not, you died. So nations, as nations, will know judgment, and they are at the crisis time right now. Will there be a United States of America in the millennium? Will there be an Iran, a Persia in the millennium? Will there be an Egypt? Some nations will go into the millennium as sheep nations. Some will never be heard of again. We do know that the nation of Israel is going into the millennium. That's the only nation we know for sure, for sure, for sure. There is a hint that Egypt will go into the millennium. This is in the last chapter of Zechariah. But we surely don't know about other nations. Me, I'm not in the nation's judgment. I'm not going to be in a sheep pile or a goat pile because I'm in another group of people. I'm in the body of Christ. I will be have a glorified body like unto my Savior's glorified body. But there will be people that will go right on living on the earth in the millennium in bodies that have longevity restored to them, probably rather like Adam's body. And so this is the crisis time. This is the determining time. And the only answer for nations is an awakening to God, an awakening to the plans and purposes of God, and an awakening as nations to bless Israel and God's plans and purposes for that nation. We're here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We have a prayer ministry. I'm going to talk to you this week about how we got maneuvered by God into having a prayer meeting, a prayer ministry, and how important prayer and a prayer ministry and our being involved in prayer for our nations particularly, how important it is, really, folks. It's time for the United States of America to repent, to awaken to God, and to repent. Here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, the Lord sent us here in 1995 by way of a vision, and He told us He wanted us to establish a place of prayer. There would be places for private prayer. That would be the cabins. There would be place for a corporate prayer. And so weekly out here at Prayer Mountain, we meet for corporate prayer in our chapel. And once a year, we meet out here for corporate prayer under a huge tent with about 1,500 people. Corporate prayer. The first corporate prayer we started here on Prayer Mountain was 3 o'clock in the afternoons on Sunday. People go to their churches, and then they come out here. You'd be surprised how faithful they are to go to church and then to come out here. And so then we pray. And 4 years ago now, you know, 4 years ago, we were in the same place we are right now in America. We were facing an election. It was 2008. It was an election year. Now, when this happened, it was already over into June, and the candidates were chosen, pretty well chosen. And so we were having corporate prayer, and people were praying. We come to the place in our prayer meetings where everybody can just walk, or they can kneel, or they can do anything they want to, whatever's comfortable, sit, whatever's comfortable for him, them, a position in which to pray. And so I remember I had taken a seat on the second row. I remember people walking back and forth in the back of the room. And suddenly the place filled with God. I can only tell you that a cloak came down on me. I've had it happen to me about 3 times in my life. And at those times, you are not really in control of what you say. Normally, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophets, but there have been 3 times in my life that what came out of my mouth I did not have control over. But what came out of my mouth definitely was coming to pass. So that day, the room filled with God, presence of the Lord, cloak came down on me. I opened my mouth and said, "One thing will save America, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God." And then thoughts flew through my mind faster than speeding bullets. One of them was, the first was repentance. When you have a real God-given repenting, it is in the depths of you, and you really do weep, and you really do. It's not just from your lips out. You really do make a turn. That's what repenting means. It means to turn directions. And I wept and I cried. I was convicted that we would think a man or a party was the answer to the mess America was into. And then thoughts came, awakening, awakenings to God. The Great Awakening, American History, Study, The Part of Prayer in an Awakening. And so we began to pray. And as we did all those things God told us, which taught us that America was actually born in the Great Awakening. When we did all those things and all that study that God told us to, it grew into January, February of 2009, a noontime prayer meeting every Wednesday at noon, Central Time, when from out here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we stream a live prayer meeting. And we pray as the Holy Ghost leads us. Why, He'll have us as last week, He'll have us over into Iran. He'll have us over into Israel. He'll have us in hospital rooms. But the crux of the matter is always awaken to God. An awakening to God for America, for Australia, for all the nations that call in. An awakening to God for individual people. Maybe someone's about to die and their relatives contact us and we pray for them that they'll awaken to God before they leave here, or even perhaps to have a healing. But that's what we do. We pray about awakening to the plans and the purposes of God. We'd be happy if you would join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon. You can also watch us on the archives. That's billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Now, this week, we're going to be talking to you. I'm going to be talking to you some very personal things. I'm going to be talking to you about how God maneuvered me to head up an intercessory prayer ministry in these last days, these end of days, and how so very important it is that the body of Christ intercede for our nations, that they would awaken to God. Intercede for America. Intercede in this election year. Well, we've got it straight now. We don't have our faith in a man or a woman or a party. We've got our faith in God. But we are praying. It's on the archives. We're praying every week for an awakening to God. And the Lord on Mother's Day had us to start praying for leaders, a leader and leaders for the United States of America, for our churches, for our meetings, for our spiritual life, as well as our civil life, because the Lord said to us, awakenings need leaders. We're offering a book this week by Philip and Fern Halverson, Unseen Forces Beyond This World. We're offering that book for $10. You can get it by calling 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can just go online to billybrim.org, but you will have to tell them this is a radio offer. If you can include an offering for our radio ministry, we would appreciate it. And this is Billy Brim saying, shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow, I'll see you then.